Call to order at 6:33. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call, please, Kate.
Yes, Glenn.
Here.
Hillary.
Here.
Arlene.
Here.
Nikki. Maybe I'll be your last.
Yeah.
Brenda. Susie?
Here.
Tiffany?
Here.
Nikki, did you sign on?
Here.
Excellent. We're all here. Others in attendance? We'll start with Dan Point.
Dave Neal.
Hey,
Julia.
Hi, Ralph. I didn't see you come in.
And we also have Mr. Seifert and Ms. Cromer at the table. Dean Cove, others in attendance?
Chris Bennett.
Amanda Turnbull. Thank you. Harry and Colby, any others in attendance?
No, good evening. I hope everyone's doing well. Nope. No, thank you.
Thank you. Nikki, anybody else in false pass?
No, just me.
Thank you. And Prophet, is anybody else in action?
Just myself.
Thank you. Is there anybody else I missed? Hearing none. We'll move on with approval of the agenda. Entertain a motion.
So, I'll second.
It's been moved by Arlene and seconded by Glenn to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? And then roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Did I do it twice?
Hillary really appreciates
the agenda. Oh,
sorry.
I think I'm Oh, Arlene.
No.
I'm Arlene.
New business, the King Cove Senior Trip Request. We have a revised budget as of today. Nikki, did you receive the revised budget?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Brenda, did you receive it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Questions?
Well, I'd like to hear from Amanda first before, because she might even answer all my questions.
Okay. Amanda, would you like to present the budget to the board?
I can tell you the changes that we've made since it was last presented to you. We added on there a $45 per diem for all of the people who are going, and then we added on all the attractions that we're planning on attending, so that's how that has been changed since last time.
Okay. So we did have a couple of questions. Hillary, you want to get started?
Okay, Amanda, on your the people traveling, is that seven with the chaperones or is that seven students?
That's seven with the chaperones. It's five students, and then no chaperone is one of the parents, and then myself.
Okay. So on your round trip ticket fare with Alaska Airlines and Cold Bay to King Cove round trip, your tickets are only $10,661?
Yes. We have been looking at many different options for purchasing those, and that has been the best price that we've found.
Okay. And then I was looking online for, like, admission to the zoo and stuff. You have $70 on there. When I looked online, it was, I guess it would come out because the zoo was $14, and then to go other things. Are you guys renting a car?
Yeah. $825. Okay.
Yes, that's on the budget. That's in there, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's in there.
Is 45 per diem enough? Why? What was last year?
Okay.
Okay, that's all I had.
So it looks like you're just short of halfway there.
Yes. And we have many things in the works that we are currently doing to make that up.
The money cleanup.
Which one is the right one now? I have this one, 9,085, and this is 57.
It's this one, the new one.
This came with the packet.
Yeah.
I emailed the new one.
It was revised.
Right.
So this one is.
Yeah.
So when do you have to purchase tickets and everything? I would assume that that would have to happen soon.
We would like to purchase tickets as soon as possible. If we can approve this tonight, we will purchase the tickets tomorrow. So, or as soon as we can.
They say you don't have enough money to purchase them tomorrow.
That is true. I just realized that. We'll get them as soon as we can.
What are the desires of the board?
Well, I'll make a motion to accept it as long as they have the funds available. You know?
Second, this is Brenda.
Is there further discussion? I guess my one comment would be you're looking at over $3,000 a month before you go. There's a lot of fundraising to do. So, good luck.
Yes.
Any further discussion, comment? Roll call.
Arlene.
Yes.
Hillary.
Yes.
Susie.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Glenn.
Yes.
Nikki.
Yes.
And Tiffany.
Yes. Motion carried. Moving on to FY16 teacher contract.
Yeah, you have a list of teachers being offered contracts that Jay sent you, and they've all been moved to the next level on the negotiated agreement, and there may be a couple more resignations to come, we don't know, but that's the most accurate list we have today.
My question is, do we offer contracts on ones that we have?
There's not, I don't think there is, there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Suitors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then no, that one's come off.
Okay.
I thought we took it off.
Yeah.
So, yes, that did come off.
Okay.
My mistake.
And my second question is on standpoint for Mr. Bennett. Are we putting
staff
point in right now? Or I thought we were...
No, but I need to discuss with the board and get direction from the board on what we're going to do with that.
Okay. So there is... Did everybody receive an email from Ms. Cromer this afternoon with the recommended FY16 teacher contract?
Yes,
but
now I can't get it. I flip it at
I have not. Prophetess, I have not.
It probably went out to board members.
It just goes to board members today, Prophetess.
Oh, sorry about that.
Are they all there? I'll make a motion to approve as stated with the ones that we'll talk about after.
Thank you. Motion by Glenn. Is there a second? Second by Arlene to motion to approve the presented contract, the exception of the two that we're discussing after. And is there further discussion? or including them in the discussion?
That was not including.
Not including. Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a question, Nikki?
Yeah, I didn't understand what you had asked. I was wondering about Chris Bennett under Sandpoint. Is that something you said we're going to discuss after?
Yes.
Thank you.
So the motion is to approve offer contracts for, I've just counted these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 23 teachers and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 administrative contracts.
No, they're separate. Another line for administrative
contracts. Just the teacher line. So it's just minus about the one that we have the resignation for.
Correct.
All right. So let's restate that.
Yes.
The motion is to approve the teacher contract minus the one we have a resignation for in the back. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Business C, the administrative contract. What are the desires of the board?
Would
you like to?
We need to discuss that in executive session.
Would you like us to hold off on that?
If you prefer, we can certainly do that. We can table it until next month. That's not a problem.
Or do we want to
take care? We could just talk about it and come back out and deal with the administrative.
We could, yep, we could.
I think we need to take care of them tonight.
Okay.
Okay, well, why don't we take care of, can we take care of that top group, the top six? Admin office?
I move to approve.
The top six listed, Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion by Brenda, seconded by Arlene, to approve the top six contracts listed. Is there any further discussion? And roll call. Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
And next on the agenda, we have executive session. My question is, do we want to waive the order of the day to handle the resignations before we enter executive session?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any opposition to waiving the order of the day to address resignations before we enter executive session? Hearing none. Moving on to resignations, we have two in the packet, and one which was the ones in the packet from Ms. Suter and Mr. Barra, and one which was received via email today from Mr. Lindquist. What are the desires of the board?
I'll move to accept.
By Glenn, seconded by Susie, to accept the three resignations. Is there any further discussion or comments, questions? Roll call. Nikki?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. executive session.
I make a motion. I move that we're going to executive session in order that we discuss matters, the immediate knowledge of which would have an adverse effect upon the finances of the district, and discuss subjects that could tend to prejudice, reputation, and character of any person in matters that require our law to be kept confidential.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any opposition into going into executive session? Hearing none, we will enter executive session at 6:48, and we'll recess for just a few minutes to disconnect whoever needs to be disconnected.
I'm going to hang up on the phone, and then you guys are going to call Nikki back?
Yes. So do we have a good number to call Nikki? Yeah.
Nikki, is there a good number to call you? I'm just using my cell phone. You can just call on my cell. I think Tiffany has it.
I have it.
You have it, please.
All right. They have gone into executive session. They will return here in just a little bit. School board will convene and finish up their business. So we'll listen to a little bit of country and western music, some country classics, and come back to the school board. Jimmy Rogers, 1928, My Little Old Home in New Orleans.